The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
And I'm Janice Valentino, your host. This is our last show for the year 2020, and certainly we plan to be back in 2021. It's going to be just you and I today. I decided today that what I wanted to do for our last show in the year was to share stories with all of you that I, over the years, have been blessed and had the privilege to write about and to share with actual patients and families. Because the fact is that your story is actually our story. Hospice wouldn't have the wonderful stories that we can share and tell if you didn't allow us to share your own. And so it's very, very important to us. I am coming to you right now from WTBQ, radio worth listening to, on 1110 AM and 93.5 FM. Or you can always listen live on WTBQ.com and just click on Listen Live. So I do hope that our listeners out there would consider giving us a call and sharing your story. I have plenty of stories to share, and I will continue to do that through our short time together. But if you have a story that you would like to share about an experience that you had with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties, I certainly would hope that you would call and share that with us. The phone number is 845-651-1110. That's 651-1110 if you want to call in. Or you can text at 845-328-0886. 845-328-0886. So if you want to text, that would be great too. So, like I was saying, I've had the privilege to write many, many stories. And I have found over the many years I've been with hospice that there is amazing beauty in many, many moments that we have. And sometimes we don't see them. But we can realize that there was a lot of beauty when we reflect. And I think that this year, I'm certain to say, because I have to tell you personally for myself, the time that I'm going to be able to share with the people that I love this year, whether, you know, in my home or through just a phone call or social distancing or whatever it is that we have come to have to deal with right now, I think that we're going to realize and see the beauty in those moments. And I think that for so much of our lives, we've taken advantage, or not advantage, I'm sorry, we've taken for granted the people that we see all the time. But with what we're going through, I think that there is a lot of us who are going to see the beauty in the moments that we get to spend with people that we love and cherish. So I hope you do as well. One of the things, like I said, I was going to do is to share stories, and I want to start with one story that happened back in 2014. And if you want to read about this story, you can go to our website, hospiceoforange.com, and go to News and Press. And when you click on News and Press, you will see a whole list of all of our focus newsletters that have been published. And this particular one was the cover story for the fall 2014. And it's called Caroline's Story. And this story was really just a very, very special, very, very special time for me to be able to help this particular patient. Her name was Caroline, and she was an artist. And Caroline found herself at the residence at the end of life. Her husband, who was also an artist, his name was Naeem Chechen. Both of them were artists, and what he wanted to do with Caroline is he wanted to have a final art show for Caroline as her way of saying goodbye to everyone. And I was told of this wish or this project that this particular family wanted to do, and I got involved, and I helped him through the Orange County Arts Council to actually put together an art show for Caroline. Her name was Caroline Schultz Chechen. And we did that, and we went down to Newburgh, and we were able to hold it at the Yellow Bird Gallery. We worked very hard to put this art show together, especially Naeem Chechen, her husband. And about 2 weeks before the show was to open, unfortunately, Caroline, passed away. And Naeem decided that we were going to go on with the art show, and we did. And I have to tell you, it was probably one of the most beautiful things that I had ever experienced and had gotten involved with. And if it wasn't for Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties and all of the work that we all pulled together to do, we would not have been able to do this. And this was something that really was a gift to the city of Newburgh. And to all who came for those 2 days in July, I believe it was July 4th and 5th, that we held this amazing art show. A video was made as well, and that video was shared on the National Hospice and Palliative Care website. And we're very, very proud and very honored that we were able to do that. So if you would like to read about that story and all of the details, it was the fall 2014 Focus newsletter that was the cover story. And again, you go to hospiceoforange.com, click on news and events, and you just find that Focus and pull it up, and you can read all about Caroline Schultz Chechen and the just beautiful farewell that her husband gave her. And we were so happy and honored to be able to be part of that. Again, this is Janice Valentino, and with the nonprofit Notebook, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. If you have a story that you would like to share as I am sharing mine, please give me a call at 651-1110, 651-1110, and I would really love to hear your story of a hospice experience that you had. Another story I want to share with you was of a woman whose name was Mitzi. Mitzi Garris. Mitzi Garris was a self-published author who wrote her memoirs. And Mitzi always dreamed of having a book signing. And she was planning on having a book signing when her illness took a turn, and she ended up at our Kaplan Family Hospice residence. And I remember going there and visiting Mitzi. Mitzi was in her 80s, and she just was a spitfire, I have to tell you. And she told me that she wanted to have her book signing because she, after all, was an author, and as far as she was concerned, she was very famous. And she wanted the people to be able to get her book And she wanted to be able to autograph that for her, for them. What I did was I, again, with the help of hospice staff, we put together a book signing for Mitzi, and it took place at the residence. This was back in the summer of 2015. And Mitzi, I remember that day that we had the book signing, Mitzi wasn't feeling very well, and she didn't think she was going to be able to get out of bed. And meanwhile, we had a whole bunch of people waiting for her to buy her book and to hear from her. And so I went in and I had told her, I said, Mitzi, we have people here that want to talk to you about your book. And I remember her looking at me and saying, I'll be there. And the nurses helped her, and they got her up and dressed, and she put on her lipstick, and I'll never forget, she sprayed her beautiful gray hair, and she got in her wheelchair, and we wheeled her into the sunroom at Kaplan Family Hospice Residence, where we had about, I would say, 10 to 15 people who were there waiting to hear from her. She was just so overwhelmed and overjoyed. And she had no idea that the people that were there were actually staff. Some were actually patients at the residence. And many of them were family members that happened to be there visiting their loved ones. They all came. And all Mitzi knew was that she had an audience. And that audience was there for her. And so she began to speak about her life, and people started to ask her questions, and I have to tell you, she just glowed. She was able to do her book signing, and when it was all over, she went back to her room and got in bed and never got up again, and ended up passing away 2 days later. Very, very peaceful. And her brother, I will never forget, her brother's name was Mickey Korn. And Mickey said to us, you did a mitzvah for my sister. And a mitzvah is a blessing. And he said, you gave her the one thing that she always wanted in her life, and that was to feel important. And you gave that to her. And so I shared this with you because, again, moments, beautiful moments that are able to happen through Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. I will continue my stories when we return. Thank you.
Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties has provided specialized end-of-life care in our communities for over 30 years. Today, we encourage you to consider hospice as a career opportunity. Join us as we support patients and families with the highest quality end-of-life care. Careers at Hospice of Orange and Sullivan include RNs, LPNs, licensed home health aides, and administrative positions. We support our benefited employees with medical, dental, vision, flexible spending accounts, a company-funded health reimbursement plan, 403B retirement plan with robust paid time off, and sick days. A career with Hospice of Orange and Sullivan is a calling that will enhance your life as much as it does our patients and families. Please visit hospiceoforange.com or visit our Facebook page, Hospice of Orange and Sullivan, providing care, comfort, dignity, and respect. A new career awaits you at hospiceoforange.com.
This is attorney Bob Krahulik of the law firm Beatty & Krahulik, the lawyer guy. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 noon for the latest legal advice and tips. We're taking calls and giving answers to all your legal questions. That's every Tuesday at 12 noon on Radio Worth Listening to. WTBQ.
Hello, we're back. This is the Nonprofit Notebook for Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties. I'm Janice Valentino. To remind you, we are talking about the beautiful moments of life that Hospice of Orange and Sullivan is able to provide for patients and families. As I was saying before, we've had the opportunity to care for, at this point, over 25,000 patients across Orange and Sullivan counties. In 2021, we will be celebrating 33 years of providing this very, very specialized care. We will continue. We are growing. We are taking care of more and more people. I just want to say, if this is something that you think you would like to be a part of, please go to our website and click on careers and see if there is something there that you may be interested in. I'm going to tell you that working for hospice, I've been with hospice, it'll be 13 years next month. It has been the biggest blessing of my life. To me, hospice is a ministry. We take care of people and families at the most sacred time of life. And it's a calling. It's a calling for everyone and anyone who is involved with hospice, regardless of what position you hold, because we are all there to do one thing, and it is to take care of those who are in need, give them the care, the comfort, and the compassion that not only the patient needs, but the families as well. And so we do it, and we do it well. So if it's something that you think that you're going to need, either go to our website, hospiceoforange.com, or call us at 845-561-6111. And there will be somebody there who can talk to you about what we can do for you and your loved one. So I'm going to continue with my stories, but there's one personal thing I wanted to share with you. I guess it might have been on my mind last night that I was going to be doing the show by myself today. And usually I have a guest who helps fill the time with me. But I guess it must have been on my mind because last night I had a dream. And in the dream, I was sitting in the studio here at WTBQ by myself. And when I looked up at the door, my dad walked in. My dad passed away 11 years ago. And in my dream, he walked in and he sat next to me in the studio. And he was telling me, you won't be alone. I'll be with you. So I just want to say thank you, Daddy. I know you're with me. And I just wanted to share that. So thank you for allowing me to do that. Again, if you have a story to share, please. We have maybe 8 or 9 minutes left. Give us a call at 651-1110 and share your story if you'd like. Or you can text us at 845-328-0886. I'd love to hear your story of what you experienced for hospice, because it's your stories that allow others to have stories, because we learn from each other through our stories, and that's why it's very, very important that we share them with each other. I'd like to share another story. This story was the cover story of in the summer of 2016 Focus. Again, I will repeat, go to our website, hospiceoforange.com, click on in the menu section, news and press, and you will go to a page that has all of our focuses and all of the stories that I've been able to share and to write for the past many, many years. And this one that I'm talking about is the summer of 2016. And it was called, it was part of our Moments of Life series. And this one particularly was about a woman by the name of Lorraine. And Lorraine was receiving hospice care at home. And she had been diagnosed with cancer, and they gave her about 4 months. Her family, she had five children, and she had a sister, a very, very big family, very, very supportive family. And they called hospice, and Lorraine was put on hospice. And the care that she received was just wonderful. She was able to, not only just for 4 months, but she was able to spend 9 months at home where she wanted to be, surrounded by her children, her sister, her beloved sister, and her grandchildren. And there were days that Lorraine felt very, 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 very good, that she was able to go on Jeep rides with her grandson, Matt, take her grandson to the local creamery for ice cream. I remember writing about her going into the hot tub and spending time in the hot tub with her sister, going shopping and having lunch. And now, this isn't to say that Lorraine, you know, didn't have to deal with whatever it was that she had to deal with, but with having hospice there in the home and giving her the care and the comfort, we were able to give her a quality of life that she would have never been able to have. The family was just overjoyed that she was with them for 9 months and was really able to live her life to the fullest. And I was very, very privileged to write that story. How I got that story was a thank you letter that actually had come from her sister with a donation. And she just mentioned how happy they were that they were able to have her home for 9 months. And I gave the sister a call, and I asked her to tell me a little bit more about what those 9 months were. And she said, absolutely, I will do that. And that's how we ended up getting that particular story that I was able to share. So again, if you'd like to read that, just go to our page and click on News and Events, and you'll be able to read so many stories. I don't have time to even, you know, to talk to you about all of them, but that was one that sticks out in my mind. My final story I'm going to talk about is a story that was in our Winter 2017 Focus cover page, and it was called Moments to Honor. And this particular story was about a veteran. His name was Vincent Venezia. And veteran Vincent Venezia lived in the New Windsor Country Inn with his wife. He was on hospice care there where he lived. And being a veteran, we did what we do for all of our veterans now, is we put together a recognition for him. We recognize all of our veterans who we care for. We give them a special certificate of their service signed by Dan Grady, our president. We give them a special pin telling them that we honor them. They get a child's card, and they get a very, very special patriotic blanket, a red, white, and blue blanket that we're very, very blessed to have many crafters in the community provide for us. They're, some of them are quilted. Most of them are crocheted. As long as they're red, white, and blue, we accept them. And they are part of the salute and the recognition that we give to all of our veterans who we care for. But back then, in the winter of 2017, veteran Venezia also got an honor salute. We were able to get the American Legion of New Windsor to come in post 1796, and they came to pay honor to Mr. Venezia. and to give him a salute that he was able to salute back. The story that was written really captured this gentleman's heart in how he felt about getting this particular honor. He cried. He was just overwhelmed that he was remembered and that he was being thanked for his service. And the story that was captured was just really very, very telling of how Hospice of Orange and Sullivan Counties cares for many of our veterans, and we salute them, we honor them. We always feel that it is never too late to thank a veteran, and we do it all the time. With COVID now, it's done a little differently. We're not able to provide honor salutes, but our social workers provide these recognitions to our veterans. And again, just another way that we are able to provide beauty in the moment, as along with the comfort that we're able to give to our patients and our families. So with that, I am going to wrap it up. Please, everyone, have a very, very happy and healthy holiday and new year. And remember, there are no mistakes in life, just lessons to be learned. Let us all learn well together.